best Masechta he said Shir on was Masechta Yevamos. And he said the reason why that was his best Masechta is because he once spoke in learning with Reb Chaim Oyser on Yevamos. One time he spoke to him in learning, and that became his best Masechta to say Shir on. So I guess one session with Reb Chaim Oyser gives an entire clarity on Masechta Yevamos. Rabbi say, I'm not going to do what Reb Chaim Oyser did, but I hope that maybe the Shir will make a little bit of Bissel Megishmach, Masechta Yevamos, Akupanim, the Sugya that we're talking about. The Schus HaTerah should be a Schus for all of us and for Klal Yisrael. To be zeicher to see a Yeshua b'karev. Okay, the sugi that I took was the sugi daf chav, even though there's a lot of ma'ar mekaymis, as you could see on the paper, but somehow many of them and most of them connect the sugya, and but we'll focus on the Mishnah. The sugi, the Mishnah brought down the din of the klal omru biyavama kol shiyisa erva leichilat zeloy misyavemes. There's different gedorim. The din of erva has a din of tsoris ervis potter. Whereas other things that are yisurim don't potter tsoris. A mitzvah yisikdusha chilat zeloy misyavemes. And then the din of achoy skuka, only if achoy skuka is osir, only if the woman herself is skuka, then achois is skuka. Achois skuka. You only call it achois skuka if the woman is a skuka. If she's an erva, so her sister is not called an achois skuka. But if she's not an erva, so then the din is that it's right. Achois skuka. Issa mitzvah. What's called issa mitzvah? Shnius mi di rei seifrim and yisik dushes almonu li koyin godl busha v'chalutzu li koyin head o mamzeres u nesinu li Yisrael. One is called this a mitzvah. Shnius mi di rei seifrim, you can't be miyabim them, but there's chalitza and yisik dusha almonu li koyin godl busha v'chalutzu li koyin head yit or mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, or vice versa. So that's maybe called Issa Kedusha. And the din by them is that they themselves are chiletzes v'loy misyavems, but they don't have the din of erva. That's the din of the Mishnah. Shnius and Chai Vila. Machlokes in the Gemara, which one is called Issa Mitzvah, which one is called Issa Kedusha, and Tisant the Gemara. Rabbonans are called Mitzvah, and the Reis of Issa Kun is called Kedusha, Kedoshim Yil Elikeyem, and Rabbi Yudu is Machlif, vice versa. Issa Mitzvah is the Reis, and Issa Kedusha are the Rabbonans. Like he explains, Rabbanon, some are called Kiddusha, Kodesh, Kalamikayim Divrei Seifrim, Kodeshu, or because of Kaddish Atzmechomotot. The more is a kasha. Almona Likoyin Godel, the Mishnah seems that you can't be Miyabim Almona Likoyin Godel. More is the following kasha. Kaposik Vitoni, Loishna Min Hanisuin, Loishna Min Ha'eris. Can't be miyabim. A kohen gadol can't be miyabim in almona. The Mishnah is mashma. Whether or not she's an almona min ha'erisin, or she's an almona min anesuin, you can't be miyabim her. She's called Issa Kedusha. Can't be miyabim. So the Gemara asks the kasha on that. Bishloma min anesuin asay v'lois asay v'ein asay doicha lois asay. If she's an almona min hanesuin, means she already is considered a ba'ula. Once a woman is nichnasa l'chuppah, she's called a ba'ula. So she has a lav v'aseh. If she's almona min hanisun. So we understand why you can't be miyavna, because the klal is ein asay doicha lois asay vaasay. If she's almona min hanisun, we understand the din of the Mishnah, why you can't be miyavna. But if she's almona min ha'erisin, yovay asay v'yitcha lois asay. That's the Gemara's kasha. You should say, asay doicha lois asay. And the Mishnah's mashma that you can't be miyab any type of almona. Loishna min ha'eris and loishna min ha'nesun. Almona is just a lav. Asay is mashma from this Gemara. There's only a lav. Almona is no asay of kedoshim yil. That's what's mashma from the Gemara. It's only a lav. You should say, asay doicha lois asay. It's a very good kasha. The Gemara has a havamina to say that it's exeris hakosuv. It means a pasuk of Yevimta Yesh Lecha Yevama Achas She'oilu Lechalitza Ve'ena Oilu Liyibum. It was a havamin in the Gemara that means a din deraisa, even though normally we would say Asay Deicha Lois Asay Zeres HaKosuv. Asay is going to have a mina. The maskana from the Gemara is not like that. Maskana from the Gemara is that min hatera chai ve'lavin, the din is Asay Deicha Lois Asay min hatera Ela on my Rav, the reason why you're not miyabim chai ve'lavin is akzera bia rishayna otu bia shliya. That's basically, we just skipped over Ashtikul Gomorrah. I mean, when Gomorrah had a shock with Bittaya about it, and then whereas Maskona seems to be, the way we hold, is that chai ve'lavin min hatayra a oyla liyibim, you can be miyabim min hatayra, because if I say doicha lois I say, but you can't be drabon because of gzeira. Gzeira is the Loshna Gemara, gzeira bir bishoina, or to be a shnia. Because the second bir, let me just explain the vet of Nuwa before we go into a little bit of Schwerkeiten. The posh the vet of Nuwa is gzeira bir bishoina, to be a shnia, because after you did the first bir, you were mekayim the mitzvah yibum already. Yibum doesn't need more than one bir. So the second bia doesn't have a din of asay doicha lois asay. Shemikayim given the mitzvahs asay yevama yov yaleh mit bia rishayna. There's no need for a second bia. So that second bia, if he does it, he did it. What he needs to do with this yevama is get rid of it, be megarisha, because the second bia is awesome. There's no din tchia for the second bia. Maybe there's no mitzvah to do a second bia, even though they didn't have children yet. There's definitely no chiyuv to do the bia, and there's no din chiyuv on the second bia, and we're afraid that he'll be nichshal and be over the second bia, and therefore don't do the yibum to begin with. That's the vet of the Gemara. If you did it with the eved, it's muchach in the Gemara in Baalul Kon. That's today's daf a little bit. All right, daf kofalof, today's daf. The Eved, Chai Ve'lavin is Bo'alu Konu. Chai Ve'lavin Vaseh is in Bo'alu is Loi Konu, because there's no Din Tchir, the whole mitzvah Sibum is Poka. But if it's Chai Ve'lavin, then the Din is in Bo'alu Konu. I don't understand what we mean. Bo'alu Konu means B'di Eved, if you did the Yibum, even though Midraban, you weren't supposed to do the Yibum, but B'di Eved, if you did it, it's Chala Kinyan, and it Patis the Tzara also. Part is the tzar. Why? Because it's kainet. It's part is the tzar. Okay, this is the alt dvarim shutim. So what did we come to say here today? The first shal, we're going to ask a simple shal on the sugya, and that is, the Gemara says that we should say a din of tchia by yibum of chai ve'lav. And the Gemara says, you would say it, do say it, minat tayyar, a din of tchia. So when he asked the famous kasha that everybody knows, who is the mitzvah's yibum on? Who has the mitzvah of yibum? Yibum involves a yovam and a yivam. So, So who's the mitzvah's yibum on? So, lefum rieta, we would say, based on the Gemara, if the Gemara was there, say deicha lois asay. So we would say the mitzvah's yibum is on both of them. Or else, how can she be over her avera? Avera is on both of them. And if the mitzvah is only on him, so how can she be over an avera for a mitzvah that's not her mitzvah? You need a mitzvah to be doicha the lav, say doicha, But who has the din tchiyah? The person who has the mitzvah. No mitzvah, no tchiyah. How does she have the din tchiyah? Is that a good question? Yeah, I think it's a pretty good question. Taisus in Babasa Yud Gimel says that you can't have an chatzi eved marrying a bas chayr not zaseya pivivit being deicha because she doesn't have the aseya. That's Taisus's teretz. One teretz Taisus says in Babasa Yud Gimel. The chatzi eved has no choice of marrying a bas chayrin for pivivivya reasons because she has the lav of marrying an eved. She doesn't have the mitzvah pivivivya, so there's no tchiyah for her on her lav. So luchayra, you see from Shitas Hatesis and Baba Basa that if two people have the avera and the mitzvah is only on one of the two, doesn't help the din tchiyah of one for the other person. That's what luchayra you see from Taisvis in Misech de Baba Basa. And other achrayim hold that way lefia emes, that there's no tchiyah, there's no tchiyah for
choice. He has no choice.
He's saying a teretz.
Yeah.
What's your teretz?
By him, there's no choice. He has to
take. He can take one.
He has to take this woman. He has to take because she's the only yevamimi. See, even if she doesn't have, it's another big answer. I'm going to come to that. I'm going to come to your answer in a moment. It is a possible answer. I was going to. What is Amona the Kohen Gadol? Both of them are muzer on the lav. The Kohen Gadol and the Amona both have the lav. Yeah, al shneim oimer. They both have the lav. So we have this problem. But how can there be a din tchiyah? Now really, the Olam should ask me a very good kash. Why am I asking this question on Daf Chof in Yom Teretz? Because I'm saying the shir today. But why am I asking this kash on Daf Chof? The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud wanted to say that maybe this should be even by Arayas. Right? The Gemara wanted to say maybe this should be even. That's why I need a pasig of Olea, because I say Doyech Halav Sheesh Beikaris. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. But you have the same kasha. Who has that say? The man who has the lab of Achois Isha. They both have the lab of achayis arayis al shneim nema benichrus on the foshes ha'oisis. So really, my kasha doesn't start on daf chof. It's a kasha on daf gimel. And if you really think a drop more, Rabbi Yisai, the kasha really starts from a pasuk in the Torah. Now the Elam's going to make lebedik. Now it's okay. That's what we're here for. The kasha really is on a pasuk. The pasuk says yivam yavoy aleha. And you do Yibum. You do Yibum, so have a little bit of kasha. And how does Yibum, how do you do Yibum? So he's an Eishes Ach. An Eishes Ach is a Chi of Chorus. So how do you do Yibum anytime? When she's a regular woman, she's not a Chois Isha, she's an Eishes Ach. How do you do Yibum? Isn't the reason because I say Deicha, the mitzvah Yibum is Deicha, the love of Eishes Ach. Isn't that the reason? So what do you mean? But the mitzvah yibum is on him, maybe, or no? Maybe it's on both. So what's the answer? I asked three kashas: one on daf chav, one on daf gimel, one on the pasuk. There's a pasuk. So I hear multiple answers over here. So there's a pasuk. Zvosi bikach.
No love.
So all the kashas are good kashas. They're good kashas. Let's go first to Daf Chof and to Daf Gimel Amid Beis. How do you say I say Deicha if the woman doesn't have the mitzvah yibum and the love she does have? So let's focus on Daf Chof and Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Achos Isha, Amon Elokein God. So this kasha of Kivega in Onfang Subis was bothered by this kasha, Yeshua, and they said because of this kasha, you must say that the woman has a mitzvah of Yibam as well. I just said one answer now. Kivega says in Mesechtik Subis, and the Pnei Yeshua as well in Mesechtik Subis, says that the mitzvah of Yibum is upon both the Yovam and the Yavama. She has a mitzvah to be misyavemes to the man, and he has a mitzvah to be miyavim her. So that's a real simple solution. Solution is that the mitzvah seems is on both. So there's a din asay deicha for him, asay deicha for her. They both have the mitzvah. Is that a good answer? It's a possible answer because Reb Kiveg says it and if they're sure. But if you take a look in the Rambam, at the beginning, and the Minchas Chinuch is medayik this Rambam, Mitzvah Aleph. Yeah, that's what we're up to, Mitzvah Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch is medayik from the Divrei HaRambam. You look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibum, you'll see that the Rambam speaks about the men. Doesn't speak about women, he speaks about the Mitzvahs Yibum. He speaks about the man, he doesn't speak about them. So it's pretty clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah Yibum is exclusively his mitzvah and not hers. What's the right mitzvah? I say, Sheyayaba Adam Eshes Ochiv Mi Aviv. The mitzvah I say that a person should be Miyabim his Eshes Ochiv Mi Aviv. Bein Mina Nesun, Bein Mina Erisin, in Meiz Beloy Zera. So the Rambam speaks about the man, and the Minchas Chinuch is medayik that the mitzvah is on the Yavam and not the Yavam. So back to the Kasha. How would we say asay doich? Answer. One answer, the Minchas Chinuch offers an answer that the Isser of the lady depends on the Isser of the man. Meaning to say that a woman is Usser on the beer because he's compared to the man. Hushvu isha le'ish l'chol oin sh'neshe b'tayre. This is a mechudish diketeretz of the minchas chinuch mitzvah aleph, that a woman's iser is because she's compared to the man. But if the man doesn't have the iser because he has a mitzvah saseh that's doicha the iser, so she automatically doesn't have the iser either, because her Issa depends on him. She's compared to him. What's Asa for him is Asa for her also. But if it's not Asa for him, because of the din of Asa Deicha, it removes automatic. You're not happy with this, Terence?
It says Shmehem, don't know
what about Balabera. What's the question? What are you asking?
You said that both.
The Issa of Arayis, the Issa of Almona Lekayin Godol, the woman's Issa is because he's Asa, she's also Asa.
So she,
whatever that
is.
I'm going to do with the Maisa. The Issa of the woman depends on the Issa of the man. I'm going to do with the Maisa Bal Korcha, Midas. Her Issa is because she is Asa like he's Asa. That's what he says for all the cases of Arayis, Achois Isha, Almon and Likoyin Godel. She's mitlataya in him, and for him there's a tchia, so automatically there's no isva. Is it a simple answer? No, I don't think it's so simple, because who said she depends on him? Who said? They're both asa. A woman is compared. Who shri shalish? Ucholayin shen shibat tera. A woman is asa, whatever man's asa, she's asa. But who said she's dependent on him? She's asa, whatever he's asa. So the kasha is not so simply answered. But the Minchas Chinuch feels it's a good answer. Maybe another answer is what you meramis to before, that when.
Why do you say the beer of Yibum is out? That's the Lord of the Lois. That's the exact question. There's no Asius after that. It seems to me that that goes away. The Asius after is not.
We're going to get to that. That was question number 3 from the Pasuk. We're going to get to that. That's an arichus. That part of unzashir is an arichus. It has to do with another kash as well. I'm going to get to that. Right now we're on daf gimel and daf chof. Maybe another answer is what was mentioned before, is that the mitzvah yibum involves, even if the mitzvah is not her, but the mitzvah is to be done with her. The mitzvah is to be done with this woman, and the mitzvah that's to be done with her is doicha everything that's necessary to be done. Whatever's needed for the mitzvah to be done with her is, it has a koyach to be doicha. The din of asay doicha is doicha everything that is a need to be doicha in order that the mitzvah be done. And if the mitzvah is to be miyabim her, this woman, the Yavama, So that mitzvah has a koyach to be doicha any issa that she has as well. She's needed for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is with her. It's not a mitzvah like Taisus and Babasa. He should have children, and he chose this woman. The mitzvah is with her, with the yevama. And if the mitzvah is with her, so everything that's needed, Asay Deicha says, whatever is needed for me to do the mitzvah, I could be Deicha because of my mitzvah. What's it different than Taisim? I'm just saying, what's it in Taisim Babas is where he has a mitzvah Pia Verivya? There's no mitzvah with this woman. I have a mitzvah to have children, and I chose to marry this woman, but when the mitzvah is to be miyabim the yevama, and she's needed for the mitzvah, so she also has the din d'chia that I have, because she is a tzarech for my mitzvah. Am I making myself clear? I'm saying, very clear. Okay, but only Minchas Chena didn't think of this answer, so maybe it's not.
The thing is, there could be a tzara here.
There could be a tzara. It's tzara. I hear. I'm not getting into that problem.
He doesn't need her.
I know, but the mitzvah is on every yevama.
She's no less
yevama than the tzara.
If there is a tzura, then Efshel Lekayim Shneim.
Maybe. Tzara is another problem, because he's saying it's maybe called Efshel Lekayim Shneim, which it's so. Rabbi Chanan says maybe not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. But that wasn't today's shir, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Rabbi Chanan does discuss that point, whether it's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So right now we're using the svar that you mentioned before, that the yibum, which is to be done with this particular woman, has a din to be deicha. Right, so that's what we're saying for the three terutzim that we set for the kashas on Daf Chof and on Daf Gimel. Now we asked the kasha also from a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that Yemiyabim, a woman, she's Eishesach. Eishesach is also Chayiv Koros. But the mitzvah Siyim, I guess, is Deicha, the din of Eishesach. But she doesn't have the mitzvah, so we said the kash is on a pasuk, not just on a Gemara, the kash and the pasuk. So what's the Olam answer me to that? That who said that mitzvah Siyim is allowed to be done because of Asay Deicha? Maybe it's not because of Asay Deicha altogether. Why does a person do Yibum? She's an Eishesach. Maybe it's because Eishesach of a Yivam is not called an Erev altogether. The Torah said she's a Mutadik Eishesach. You don't have to be Deicha because of Asay Deicha Lav Sheish Bekoris or Eishesach. Maybe because an Eishesach, that's a Yivam, is not an Osadik Eishesach. She's something else. She's not an Erev altogether because she's a Yivam. She's a different type of Eishesach, a different woman. So what's the answer to that? Am I right? Which is the right way to say it? That Eishesach has a din of Asay Deicha, that's why she becomes Mutter? Or Eishesach is not an Erev altogether because she's a Yevama, and a Yevama is not called an Erev? That's a very good Shaila. I want to talk about this Shaila. And I want to, right. Taisvis and Daf Gimel Amid Beis Es Akash. Taisvis says, why don't you learn out the klal of Asay Deicha Lav Sheyesh Boi Koras from the Pasha of Yibam? The Gemara has a whole thing over here. Is Asay Deicha Lav Sheyesh Boi Koras or not? Against the Shail and the Gemara. And Taisvis says, what do you mean? Why doesn't the Gemara say we can learn it out from Yibam? Because Yibam is Deicha Eshesah. Famous Taisvis is Kasha. Taisvus says, no, it's you can't learn out because mitzvah say bekach. That means you would never be able to do the mitzvah yibum if you wouldn't be deicha eshesach. You'd never be able to do the mitzvah. So I can't learn out. I say deicha to other places from yibum, which is mitzvah say bekach. That's what Taisvus answers. So what does Taisvus mean? It is tchia or it's not tchia? What does Dalem think he means? Tutra. Does he say that word? Then he didn't have a kash. But that's his answer. That's his answer. So many Achrayim say that Taisus didn't change in his Teretz, and he still holds it's a din of Tchiyah, even in the Teretz. But it's a Tchiyah you can't learn from, because it's a Tchiyah that without the Tchiyah, the whole mitzvah will be bottled. You can't learn out a regular Tchiyah from the Tchiyah of Eishesah, because it's an absolute necessity, this Tchiyah, or else you'll never have Yibam. That's what he means, mitzvah sibika. It's an absolute necessity to say tchia, so you can't. But it is because of asay deicha. The reason why eshesach becomes mutter by yibum is because the mitzvah yibum is deicha. but you just can't learn out to other place. That's how many Achrayim interpret the words of Taisus. So it is a din tchia. So that's why Akash is not such a bad kasha. It is a din tchia. Some say Eshesach is muta totally. So then the kasha doesn't begin. That's what I said before. Eshesach of Yibum. She's not an Erva, she's a Yavama. Yavama is a mutadika person. She's not an Erva that you have to be Deicha. She's something else. She's Yaitzim in Akla, which I brought down in Maramokim, Yishayim that say that.
Why is
I brought a little bit of a Raya, what Rashi holds.
Why is the second video now?
It's a clear.
We'll talk about all that. Yeah, we'll talk about that question also. It's a good question. I'm coming to that. Don't forget, Taisus and Davches. You have to take a look in Taisus. Yeah, Davches. I'm going to come to that. It's a good question. I'm going to bring a raya that Rashi Shita is that the Eishes Ach of Yibum is a Tchia. Not that the Eishes Ach is just a Mutadik Eishes Ach. How am I going to bring a raya from Rashi? So listen carefully. You know, everybody knows there's such a thing called Maima. They all learned Maima. What's the Maima Kiddushin Derabbanan? The Maharaj says you're supposed to be Mekadosh Yavama first. Before you do the BSC, you're supposed to be Mekadosh, and that Kiddushin is called Kiddushin Maima. Are you all wondering why it's called Maima, right? That's what it's called. You learn Mesechta Yavamas. You got to know that word Maima, right? Second parak. So why is it called Maima? It's a very nice thing, a nice idea. The Taisus Yontif in Parak Bay says why it's called Maima. Because Maima means you have to talk. By Kiddushin, you have to talk. By Yibim, you don't have to talk because Yibim is kind of b'shoigi, b'mezid, b'oinis, b'rotz, and you don't have to say a word. But when you do Maima, which is a Kiddushin derabbanan, so you got to talk and say to the woman, Hareyat mikidush, Hareyat mikudeshes b'kiddushay Maima. That's why it's called Maima. Now they don't know something. So you show up by the Daf Yemishi, you'll show, okay. But it's a Taisus Yontif. In Daf, at the beginning of the second parak, why it's called Maim. But anyways, Maim is Kiddushin Derabbanan, which Chazal said it's a mitzvah to do. It's a mitzvah Derabbanan. Before you miyabim a woman, you do Kiddushin Maim, Midrabbanan. Why is it only Derabbanan? Kiddushin is usually Deraisa. Why is Kiddushin Maim only Derabbanan? Anyone have an answer for me? Why is Kiddushin Maim Derabbanan?
I don't have to do it. It's
the first Kiddushin.
Because you don't have to do it. But I'm asking, why is it only Chalmi Drabbanan? Why isn't it Chalmi Deraisa? Kiddushin usually is Chalmi Deraisa. Well, this is only Chalmi.
She's not free to the.
It says
in Bama.
It's only Bia
Krenik,
but it's
Bia Krenik,
not
Maima. What is the reason that Kiddushin Maima is only. I'm asking a very legitimate Shaila. You gave a Yavama Kiddushin, Hareyat Mikudeshesli, with Kesev Ishtar. So the din is, it's only Derabbanan. It's only Derabbanan. Why is it Derabbanan? Why can't I be Mekadesha? I have a mitzvah Yivam, so I'll do the mitzvah afterwards. Whatever, do the mitzvah. So it's a Machlekes Rishayim. You know what Rashi says in Daf Nun Beis? That the reason why the Kiddushin is Derabbanan, because she's an Eshesach. Yeah. Rashi Daf Nun Beis in Perek Rebbe Gamliel, Rashi says Kiddushin Maim is Derabbanan because she's still an Eishes Ach. That proves to me, Shitas Rashi, is that a woman, a Yevama, is an Eishes Ach, and maybe the din of Yibam is a Tchia, say Deicha, the Mitzvah Yibam is Deicha, but she is an Eishes Ach. And that's why Kiddushin Maim, not Chalmi Deraisa. Other Rishonim say, like it was mentioned, that the reason why Maima doesn't work is because of Xeris HaKosav. Be a Goymabav in Kesav Ishtar Goymabav. It's Xeris HaKosav, the Torah said. The only thing that works on this lady is Be a, not Kesav Ishtar. Xeris HaKosav. Yevama Yavayaleh. Be a Goymabav in Kesav Ishtar Goymabav. So Rashi seems to hold one way. So it's a good Chakir that we cleared. Is the mitzvah Yibam Doicha Eshesach? Does it work with Tchiyah? Or does it work because Eishes Ach itself becomes Hutcher Legamri, which is clearly what some Rishonim say? Rashi says the Yavam is Hutcher. Rashi says it. Other Rishonim say it. I wrote down here the Maramikomis. But I think that Taisus and Daf Gimel and Rashi and Daf Nun Beis both say that the way it works is with a halacha of asei doicha. So you have, that's why I asked my kasha before, how do you have asei doicha by yibum if she doesn't have the mitzvahs yibum? How is it doicha? And we said the answer. A question was asked before, a very good question. And then we'll move on. And that question was, if yibum works with asei doicha, and we just learned in Daf Chav that the only mitzvah is the first beer. Only mitzvah is the first beer. So yes, a very good question. So how is it mutter second beer? How is it mutter? So you tell me it's exeris hakosiv nasa ki ishta lechol dover ulakocha loy liisha nasa ki ishta. Is that a right answer? No, it's not the right answer. The wrong answer. You don't need exeris hakosiv. That pasuk you need if he was megarish so that he could take it back again. He's megarish, he takes it back. But for him to do a second beer, it's not because of that pasuk. So why is the second beer mutter? If you're meyabim a lady, can you do a second beer? You can do a second beer. Why? There's no mitzvah saseh to do the second beer, so there's no aseh deich. And the answer Tosfos said, Tosfos says the kasha, because it's a svara Tosfos. The Torah would not tell you to be meyabim a woman legasha. Take her and send her off. The Torah wouldn't say such a thing. So I'll call the Torah man that the lady is to be mutter to you and stay mutter to you even for the second beer. But if you get rid of her, you're megarish, and maybe she should become osa. But there's exeris hakosa that she doesn't become osa ever again to you, even if you're megarish. That's the answer to your question. Tosfos says it's a svara. It's a svara that the Torah would not tell you to be meyabim a woman Almanas to be Megarish Eirtis. That's what he says. Nevertheless, on Daf Chof, I have an interesting thing, and I'm going to explain this a little bit. On Daf Chof, I see that there'd be a mitzvah to be Meyabmin Atera Chai Veilav. Going back to the Sugya that everybody's learning now. Chai Veilav, there's a mitzvah in Atera to be Meyab. So, and there it is. Yidrabon, they made Xer. So I don't understand something, but it's a silly question. Here I'm being Meyabma woman. I can't keep her. What kind of thing is that? I can't keep her. She's awesome. The second be is awesome. But nevertheless, be a Sibim would be allow me to be Meyabim her, and I would send her off. Does that make sense to them? Everyone understands that? That means a mitzvah Sibim to be Meyabim her, and then you'll send her away immediately, because the second be is also by Chai Ve'lavin.
Should it depend on that?
No, the Gemara doesn't say it depends on that. Lock and lock of Shek.
So you will give a mitzvah where that's the main mitzvah is.
Very good. Okay, but now you're right. That's Tosfos says, right? You wouldn't, but here it's an exception because this woman has to be Chai Ve'lavin, so maybe the mitzvah is to be Miyavim her, even though you have to send her off immediately. Very good answer. That's the right answer. So what happened to Hakom Hashem? Some say that why does Say the Noshim start off with Mesech the Yevamis and not with Mesech the Kedushin of Ksubis? It's a very good kasha. The Rambam said in the end, so there's different. The Tosfos Yontif in his Hakdamah to Say the Noshim is the question, why does it start with Yevamis? I think Kedushin would be more appropriate. Ksubis, Kedushin. And there's multiple answers. Maybe marriage is not something that Bezin enforces. That's one answer given. You start off with something that's an obligation, and Bezin enforces. They don't enforce marriage. Who said so? Not so simple. Machlekes Rishon. Does Bezin enforce marriage? Ram Shita's Bezin doesn't force a person to get married, even though there's a mitzvah pi of Rivi, they don't force your person to get married. I guess the Pshat Ram is for practical reasons. If you force him to get married, he may not stay married. Could be. Not sure the reason. But the Ram says you don't force marriage, and some say that he could always say the Ben Azai Taina. That's what the Rosh says. He could always say as a migui. He could say that you can't force me because I'm Ben Azai. Okay. But some say an answer because Yevamis involves two mitzvahs. Some. What is that? Right. Be careful in Kedushin. Another answer is that Yevamis involves two mitzvahs. The Tosfos Yonder brings down the answer that it's Lahakim Lo, it's Pi Viriv Yosa. That's what he says. It involves two mitzvahs, Yevamis, and Kedushin is one mitzvah. So it seems that it does have to do with Hakam Hashem and Pi Viriv, and here the person's being Miyabim, a lady, and maybe she can't even be Misabim, and the Birish. Beisnish, it can't be misabed. Taisus is the kasha. So what's the answer? Abaisa, you see a big yisayt over here, a whole mesechta yavamas. The mitzvah, even Taisus says, is to do one beer. Even if that beer is a beer that the woman cannot possibly become misaberisa, impossible. Let's say she's a besula. This is Medaikit from Agamar. That one beer that you're doing cannot bring her lidei iba whatsoever. There's still a mitzvah iba. As long as the people are roi la'akom is shem, the people themselves are roi la'akom is shem. That's what you need. But the beer itself does not have to be a beer that's going to lead to akom is shem. So I don't understand that. If anyone could explain it to me, I don't understand it so well. The whole idea of Yibam is Akam Hashem, and here the mitzvah Yibam doesn't even need you to do Akam Hashem. All it needs is to do a beer, even though it doesn't lead to any Akam Hashem. Even if there's a Zokin who's Kena, we're not going to have children, also have a mitzvah Yibam. But I guess that we have to leave for the Chelek HaDrush or Chelek HaKabbalah, I'm not sure. But the mitzvah. But that's what you see in this sugya over here, that the beer, Taisus says it clearly, doesn't depend on the beer itself being roi lakom shem. It has to do with the people. Doesn't make a difference if I have to send her away after the beer. Makes no difference. There's still a mitzvah yibim to do that beer, and it's a mitzvah which could be doi chalav, even though you have to send her off immediately afterwards. That's what I see from this sugya. So we said a shtikl machlekes, and now I want to come to one more point, very lomdisha point. And that is, the Gemara says, gzeira bir rishayna otu bishni. Why can't you be miyab mechayve lavin? Because of the gzeira bir rishayna otu bishni. Taisvis and Afchav says, no, lav dafka. Listen carefully to Taisvis' shita on the Chof Amid Beis. David Edelman saw it, didn't see it. Taisvis says, Lav Dafka. Why Lav Dafka? Because the halacha is that a Yevam is Niknes Beharo. Tchilas Bias Koine by Yevam. It's Mefurash Mishnah later in the sixth Perek, Echad Hama'ara Ve'echad Hagoyme. Haro is Koine by Yevam. So once Haro was done, you were kind already, and it's over. And if you do the Gemara Bias, you were over Chayve Lavin. So you don't have to come on to Gzeira Bia Rishayna Otu Bia Shnia. You could say Gzeira Tchilas Bia Otu Seif Bia. That's what Taisvis says. Meredith, the Seif Bia by Chayve Lavin is an Issa Deraisa. You get Malkus for Seif Bia. Because it's over with Hara. You were kind of her. Once Haro was done, it's a Mishnah, Habal Yevimtai, so it's Gzeira Tchilas Bia Otu Seif Bia. Very good. I know, my Gemara says Gzeira Bia Rishayna Otu Bia Shnia. Taisvis says Otu Seif Bia, but my Gemara doesn't say that. It says Otu Bia Shnia. So you'll say that the Seif Bia is like a Bia Shnia. Maybe. Haro, Tchilas Bia, Seif Bia, could be. But I brought over here the Ma'amikaimis. Ritvon Mesech the Kedushin Daf Yud that says that of course a Yevam is Niknes Bahara. I think I brought a Marmikam, I'm not sure if I wrote it down. But a lot of Marmikam is, I'm not sure if I wrote everything. Yevam is Niknes Bahara, Frekti Ritvon Akash. He says if she's Niknes Bahara, so listen carefully. So Frekti, so why does the Gemara say Zera Bir Yishayna to be a Shnir? The Gemara should have said Zera Tchilas Bia Otu Seif Bia, because she's Niknes already Bahara. It voice the kasha. And surprisingly enough, the Ritva does not answer Taisus's terrors. The Ritva in Kiddushin says that he says that Ikla Meima, even though she's Niknes Bahara, but the mitzvahs yivama yovo aleh yeshna mikol mokem b'chol abia, all mokem bia. Doksiv lachim lezera lachiv shem. You see the mitzvahs lachim lachiv shem. So he says that the mitzvah continues for the seif bia also. Right? And so you need seif bia for akomis shem. V'zeh nochon u'bora b'shitosi sh'rabbeinu haramban. Divrei haritvo misech de kiddushin daf yud. that there is no problem over here of Saif Bihi, disagrees with the Taisvis. Nur Rabbi Sai, what's the Pshat Machlaitis? Says the Hakim Shem, you need the Saif Bihi for Akam Hashem, but you don't really need Akam Hashem because let's say she's a Psula, she's not going to have children anyway, so you don't really need Akam Hashem. But you need a bia, that's why la kam Hashem. That's what he means. A gemar bia, but you don't need gemar bia. You kind of, even if you just do hara alone, you kind of, and it's all. That's what he seems to say. And it's a machlekes harishayim. And I want to try to explain it with a chakira and mitzvah and yibum. And I'm going to have to be mizar a little bit because I have to say agad also a little bit.
It's asagon. There's not anything kaina and the kind of mitzvah?
Kaina? Maybe there is. Maybe there is. But that's what we're going to talk about a little bit, that shalom. My hakira is one basic hakira. There may be more than one hakira. But the one hakira is a very basic one. What's the mitzvah of Yibam? The mitzvah is to be kainaha. That is the mitzvah. Be kind of the Yavama. The way to do it is with a beer. The mitzvah is to be kainaha. Or the mitzvah is Yevama Yavela. The mitzvah is to do that maisa called Yevama Yavela. That's the mitzvah. Of course, if you did the mitzvah, let's say, and you weren't kind of, maybe it's ma'ak of the mitzvah, if the kinyan didn't take place. Maybe. But there's a mitzvah to do this thing called Yevama Yavela, or just the means. The mitzvah is to be kind of her. Am I making myself clear? The hakir is, what is the mitzvah of Yibam? To do the maisa called Yevama Yovelea, maisa mitzvah called Yevama Yovelea? Or the mitzvah is to be kainaha? In the first sad, the mitzvah is to do the maisa, and the kinyan happens memela. It's not my mitzvah so much to be kainaha. You do the mitzvah of the Torah. You do this maisa called Yevama Yovelea. Do that mitzvah, the Torah says. And she's yours. The second sad is the mitzvah is the kinyan. The way to do the kinyan is through the Yevama Yavela, but the mitzvah is being kinder. The result is the mitzvah. Or the mitzvah is the bia. The etzem bia is the mitzvah. Do this mice. Azev yistar mitzvah shokal alula, nem tefillin, is a mitzvah, do Yevama Yavela. Or the mitzvah is to be kinder this morning, I have to be kinder my Yevama. And the way to be kind, it is, happens to be bia. There's no other way to be kinder. The mitzvah is to be kinder. The mitzvah is the result, or the mitzvah is the ikar maisa. And the kinyan is chal mimela. I think I made my point clear. Hakira, tutzdadim. I want to say a number of things now, maybe that relate to this hakira, and maybe go back to answer the taisus and the ritfor based on that. Machlokes rishayim. First, I have a question for the Olam, and that is, does Yibam have to be done in front of Edom? Kiddushin can't take place without Edom. Ein dover she'be'erva, pachas mishtayim. You mekadesh a woman privately in a house, it's not chal. How about Yibam? Does it have to be done? Olam has a raya, a kasha, a teretz. I mean, does Yibam have to be? It's the Mishnah Melech's a sofik. And the Shah Melech, I don't know if I brought that down, make a difference. It's the Mishnah Melech's Sofik in Hilchas Yibam. The Shah Melech says, I have a Mefurish, a Taisvis, that's Mashma, you need Edom. He says, I have a Mefurish, a Taisvis in Kiddushin Yud Beis. Over there, it's speaking about, it's not nice to be Mekadosh Bibiyah. So what's the reason it's not nice to mekadesh bibir and you get malchus for that? Rav Mangir amanda mekadesh bibir. Rav Mangir. So Taisa says not because it's a priestess to be maimed edim on a bia. It's not that it's a priestess. You have to have edim. Says that can't be the reason. So Taisa says why that can't be the reason because it says in Mishnah Yevamis that if you didn't do kiddushay maimed by Yevama, you also get malchus. So they said, why are you getting Malkus over there? Because you anyways need Edom, because there's no such thing as Yevama being nicknessed without beer. So you anyways are going to have Edom. So that's not the reason. Taisus in Kiddushin says you need Edis in order for Bias Yibam to be effective and to be Chal, it has to be done in front of Edom. That's what the Shah Melech is medayik from Taisus and Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis. Elam, here's what I'm saying. It's a Sofik Mishnah Mel, and the Shah Melech says, yeah, it's a Mefurish of Taisus, that you do need Eidus. Does everybody agree that you need Eidus? Does everybody say, does the Rambam say need Eidus? I didn't see such a Rambam. Maybe. So maybe he holds you don't need Eidus. I'm going to bring a raya. Maybe the Ram holds you don't need it. I'm going to bring a raya. He's bringing a raya because the Ram didn't say you need Eidus. He has a raya that you don't need Eidus. The Chubis Avnei Nezer says like this. I'm just saying the Avnei Nezer not because it's the only Marmokim, but they will have a no. We brought an Avnei Nezer here today. Okay. Avnei Nezer says in Hilchis Yibum, he's going to explain why there's no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom on being Miyabim a woman if, even though you have a wife. There's no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom on being Miyabim a woman. Why not? There's no Chayim. One second. Right, here's my question. A person is Miyabim. Can he be Miyabim a lady? He has a wife. Can he be Miyabim a woman? He's going to have two wives now. If he's Miyabim a lady, he's going to have two wives. Is he allowed to be Miyabim? So, you're saying a teretz, you're saying a svar that he didn't say it to go against the mitzvah. Is that your svar? It's a good svar. It's a possibility. Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom wouldn't make a chayim not to do a mitzvah deraisa of Yibam. Even though I have a choice of doing chalitza, I could do chalitza, then I don't have the problem. The Avnei Nezer says the following, that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom only applies when a person is the one who's kaina the woman. If he's the kaina, if you marry two women, and that is a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, if you marry her, and you are the one that are doing the kinyan. But Yibam, he says, he uses a Lashon HaGemara Masech Yevamos, Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim. And he says, what that Gemara means, that even when you do the Yibum, she's called a Hiknu Loi Min Shemayim woman. You did a mitzvah of the Torah, you had no kavanah to be kind to her, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you her. Hiknu Loi Min Shemayim. It's not your doing. Hiknu Loi Min Shemayim. There's no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom on a woman that you have, not by your doing, but because Shemayim was makna her, there's no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom on that. That's what the Avnei Nezer says, lahalocha, pshat, why there's no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom? Because Hiklam in Shemayim, he did the mitzvah. And he also says, interestingly enough, he says that's why you don't need Eidus. He says you don't need Eidus on something that's not your doing. I'm not the coin, it's not my chalois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this woman. I did a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makna to me, the woman. You only need edus for something that's your chalois. I'm accomplishing it. I'm doing it. That needs edus likiyume. Hele Gavni Nezes mechavin to the vet of Reb Chaim Brisker. It's okay. Chaim Briskin Sefer says that the only time you aid is the kiyume is when it's something that's your accomplishment, something that's your chalois, that's something that needs aid is the kiyume. Your chalois, you're doing chalitza, maybe does need aid is the kiyume. Chalitza is a mitzvah, the Torah is matzah. It's not your, that's the sheet that it holds, that chalitza doesn't have to be done in front of aid. It was once at a Simchas Chasna, and his Gewendorten Rabbi Soloveitchik from Boston, and he was sitting outside in the hallway, and he didn't go. He wasn't in the main hall. He was sitting outside, and he was talking and learning. So I think that was the only opportunity that I had. And he was talking about a shaila about does the yichud by nesun, does yichud need edim? And he said that the zayd that gehalten, that the yichud that we do today by a chasna for the Rambam Shita, we do yichud, right? After the chup, we do yichud. So he said, as the Zeidot Kahalten Medafnish Kein Eid. You don't need Eid De Yichud. The Talmidim I'm asking? Good. And the Svara, I think, is Be'erach this Svara, because Yichud is not a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Maisa Ishus Ba'alma, and the Chalois Kinyan is soon happens Memela. It's not something that you're doing a Kinyan, it's a Maisa Ishus, you're staying with her, being with her. And the chalois nesu'in is chal mimeil. Okay, I'm just saying that over. It's, I think, a little bit doimah to Reb Chaim's Yisoid, or the Avinez's Yisoid, why Yibam maybe does need Eidus, because it's Ishiknam in Hashemayim. It's not your doing, it's not tolling. You don't need kavon, you don't need das. It's chal mimeil. The Rambam's Loshen happens to be, when he speaks about Yibam, the Rambam's Loshen is Ishiknam in Hashemayim. That's what the Ram happens to say. Says Yibam is Isha Hiknu Loim in Shemaim, so it stems very nicely with what Avni Nezer is saying. Isha Hiknu Loim in Shemaim, it's not a chalois that you're doing. So what do I want to say with this? Dashim about Sayim Zayin. So I'm thinking that's the machloikis between Taisus and the Ritva. Taisus says that once you kind of the woman, it's all over. The Gemar B is also by Chai Ve'lav. So we're saying because the mitzvah according to Tosfos is to be koina the Yavama. Once you're koina, there's nothing going on. The mitzvah is the kinyan. A little bit of a riot to that. Is there mitzvah bo ba'avera by mitzvah yibam? Is there such a thing of mitzvah bo ba'avera? If you did an avera when you did yibam, is there such a thing called mitzvah bo ba'avera? Who has a riot to my shayla? Daf Tosfos and Daf Beis, neither. Who said the right? Neither. Yevimtei neither covered mitzvah. It's a mitzvah bo ba'aver. If he was boiler, neither. Is a mitzvah bo ba'aver. So Baruch Beis says, when the mitzvah is the Taitzah, not the Maisa, there's no such thing as mitzvah bo ba'aver. It's when the mitzvah is the Maisa, that's when you have such a thing, mitzvah bo ba'aver. The Maisa was not there, but the mitzvah is the result. And that's not called mitzvah bo ba'aver. So that's maybe Shitas HaTosfos, that the mitzvah is the kinyan. Once the harah was done, the kinyan is over, so there's nothing to talk about. Shenkin, if you learn the mitzvah is the beer, even though harah is adequate, and you're kind of the woman with harah, but since the mitzvah is the beer, is mistavros of the ritva, that the entire beer, even the gemar beer, goes into the mitzvahs yib. He says the Marbiyah said the Marbiyah you need for Hakom Hashem, so it's Mistavris of the Ritvan Kiddushin that the Marbiyah also has a din of Tchia, and it's Miyushel the Gemara that said Gzeira Bia Rishayna or to be a Shnia, but the Marbiyah also has a din of Tchia because it goes into the mitzvah. And what we're being told is in the Machlekes in the Chakira, what is Yibum? What is the mitzvah of Yibum? Is the mitzvah to be Kainaha? Maybe then you need Eidus, like Tosfos is Mashmin Mesechta Kiddushin. Now you do need Eidus, the Kiyume Bayim, or the mitzvah. Just do this Maisa, Tut the Maisa, and the Kinyan is Chal Memela, Ayidei, Isha, Hiknu Loi, Min Hashemayim, which is the Loshon HaRambam. Anyway, so that's the answer to his Kasha. The Ramataka doesn't bring Eidus, but he also says Isha Hiknu Loi Min Hashemayim. So maybe Yitaka don't need Eidus, Loit the Shita Sarah. So of course, the Olam will understand that the Minchas Chinuch, when he speaks about Mitzvah Sriches Kavona, someone was Miyabim, a woman without any Kavona. Listen carefully to a Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch, it's a Pella this Sofik. Person was Miyabim, a lady. He had no Kavona, like the Mishnah says. Shaygik, Mezit, Oynis, Rotzen, right? No Kavon. So, but there's a Shita that holds Mitzvah Sriches Kavon. So the Minchas Chinuch is Mistapek. Maybe he should do another Bia in order to have the Mitzvah of Yevamoy Yovoy Oleh. Because the first Bia he did was without Kavon. And mitzvah sriches kavana, so do a second bias yibum in order to have the mitzvah. That's a suffix of the minchas chinuch. But he already was kainaha after the first beer. and he still has a suffix to say that maybe you should do another bia in order to be mekayim mitzvahs yibam bikavon. So chinuch is given a grace yidim in chinuch. So do we understand his suffix? Only one way. Only if you say the mitzvah is the ma'aseh bia, maybe you could say such a thing. If the mitzvah is the kinyan, you were kind already, then there's nothing to talk about. The whole suffix of the minchas chinuch is l'chayra not shayach if you learn the mitzvahs yibum is the kinyan yibum, and you were kind already. So what is there to talk about? So what should I do now? I was kind, she's mine. So what am I going to do now? Another ma'aseh. So it would only work if you hold that the mitzvah is the bias yibum, yivoma yovelea, maybe I could still have that mitzvah. It's also a chiddush. Even though I was kind already, maybe I could still have the mitzvah. And more or less, we discuss, I did not everything, but more or less we discuss what we brought down. And I hope that, as I said before, I hope that it makes yivsecht yivomis a little bit abyssal megishmak. What the mitzvah yibum is, there's so much more to yivamis, a lot more. But we discussed at least a few points. What the het of eishes ach is, does it have a shaychus to tchia, not to tchia? What the mitzvah yibum is, and then also the svaris of edus, whether it's necessary to have edus by yibum, it's not necessary. Chayim, davni neza, chayim avin hageshem, and I guess a few other things that we're not going to repeat now. What am I going to say? I'm not going to keep the oilam, so it's a Shabbos, and I know Mendy always asks to end off with Epis Advar Agodah. And I'll just say a machshava that came, I said it today. I looked at the words of Rashi, that Noyach was made busy with the Teva for 120 years. The Eibishter has many ways to save people, but he chose this way of saving Noach, being busy with the Teva for 120 years. So you look in Rashi Peshit, it seems to be that the reason is to be Mekarev people. Now, you don't get a free ticket unless you did what you can for others. A person is responsible to people. You're not just responsible to yourself. That's if you look at the Rashi Kipshuta. And there is a Pasha Tipshat. But Ani is Daiti. I think there's something maybe Tifa in the words of Rashi. 120 years, das ist Chayev Shalodim, a mensch, v'hoyu yomav meyev esim shan. The Rashi Chazal maybe are teaching us a Yisoid that a person for himself needs a lifetime of working on emuna. Don't think it's so simple for yid to say, as a maimin sedar b'ri oylam, yitzias mitzrayim, the ma'aseh b'reishis. A person has to work every day and moment of his life to be a maimin. 120 years of saying Siddhar with Banisham, he's bringing a marble, and after all that, Noach said, maybe there's not going to be a marble. After all that, 120 years. That's what Amunah is. Re'ei Amunah, the Alter von Kelman says, Amunah has so many madregas. It's like the Empire State Building, you're up on the 80th floor, it's very high, but you're not even near the top. 80th floor, you're not even near the top. There's so many madregas of emunah. It's a lifetime that a person needs to nourish himself, that he's a real maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't just think I said you'd give malikim to you. Of course I'm a maimin. It's a whole lifetime that you take emunah, you learn emunah, you touch up emunah. Morris says, I don't want it in Chagiga. Mu'uvish sheni yochel isak. It's a Mishnah Chagiga. What's called a Mu'uvah Shein Yochel Lisak? So Gemara says a number of things. One of the things the Gemara says in Chagiga is if a person misses Kriya Shema, he's Mevatel Kriya Shema or Tefillah Achas. One in Brachas as well. Abay Seich Fashtenisht. A person said Kriya Shema his whole life. He missed once. Or he missed davening once. And he's Mu'uvah Shein Yochel Lisak. How that? What does that mean? By daven thousands of times, I missed what? And the answer is that a person needs every single tefillah. Every tefillah counts for a person. You need to nourish yourself with every tefillah. Abdon Segel, it's given Moda Mashgiach in the Mir, Abdon Segel. He said that, you know, a person likes to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. I don't know how it works today with all the diets. People like to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. Three meals. And he quoted the Kuzri as saying that the three times a day that we daven, so much repetition, the same tefillah, the Zelbazar, whether you daven Sfar or Ashkenaz, it's always the same. You can't daven Sfar in the morning, Ashkenaz in the afternoon. It's always the same tefillah. And the Kuzri said that the three tefillahs that we daven, that's breakfast, lunch, and supper. We're used to accommodating our guf, but the nefesh, unser nefesh also needs nourishment. It needs three meals a day of emunah. That's what tefillah is, the altar's mazmur. Tefillah is not it's not an information box, suggestion box. People think a tefillah is a suggestion box. And then we say to ourselves, Rebbe Yishon, don't you get the point already? Ich hab schon gebeten, ich nechten ehe nechten. Didn't you get the point? It's such a mistake, he says. Tefillah is not a suggestion box. Rebbe Yishon needs your suggestions. Your suggestions sei wie teuge nicht. Du gehst doch nicht kein guter Eitzes zu Rebbe Yishon. And the Alter's Masbid, that it's basically, it's avoid, avoid the Shebelev. Suggestions is not avoid. That's, I'm more than happy to give suggestions and advice. It's a munah, it's a statement of a yid as a maimin. And a person needs every single day. There's a shita that holds. I quoted today a prima godim in Simulamidzai that holds, Poisha Yisrael Begufa, like Mon Rosh Hashanah, Kakafta de Leimanach Tfilin. What does it mean, Kakaf Leimanach Tfilin? So many Rishonim say, the Shlo brings. Rif, the Rambam, other Rishonim, that means you never wore tefillin in your life. Never. The Prima Godim in Hilchus Tefillin, you could take a look. Simen Lamed Zayin, Hilchus Tefillin. Prima Godim says, if you missed one day, he goes into, why'd you miss it? That's a whole, I'm not going in, there's no time for that right now. Why the person missed it. That's also an asset of reasons, of Kedusha reasons, of Stami was Bishaya. Over the Prima Godim Zogt, that even to miss once tefillin, he's called Peshek. Rabbi Nishalom, guy wore tefillin every other day of his life. Every other day. He missed one day. He's a Peshek Yisrael, Beguf. What is that? What kind of thing? Is it rational? I missed it once. Once counts? Go look in the Welt. You don't fail a subject for missing once, right? I'm missing one. You're gewaldig, you're mitzuyin. You missed once. So the answer is that, yeah. This is a mezet. As a yid needs, I need kriyishma twice a day. I need three tefillahs a day. It's my nourishment. It's the meals of my nesham. Rabbi, if you think of it that way, no one wants to have tuna. Tuna fish supper is not the greatest supper. So if our tefillahs are like a tuna fish supper, hat menish mekayim given them kuzri. You know, you don't want to, when it comes to your goof, you don't want to give yourself a tuna fish supper or a shortchange yourself with your breakfast. But the kuzri zogt as the neshama dafecha. Give nish musa tzedayla. Give musa tzizich alein. That if a person will look at his tefillahs as my neshama needs the tefillah more than I need the breakfast. My neshama needs the tefillah a lot more. Thus is my yisoid, my kiyum, my nefesh needs it. You would look at it differently. But I'll call upon him. That's what I see. What it means. What it means. Ktane emuna. And that's the kavon of Chazal, maybe. I'm not going to be myrach. And thus, efsha. Kuf chav shana. The Eibishter told Noach, you know, Noach, you need for 120 years... you need to make an announcement every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a Mabul. Ulai, you'll become a Maimon. Maybe you'll be a Maimon. that there's going to be a map. And it didn't even work so well, because at the end, David started to push him in. So you see that a person should never think, and all that. He has to rethink the whole thing of emunah. What does it mean? Ktani emunah. There's so much steigen that we could do. Tzadik be'emunah seyichya. Sometimes we wonder, why don't we do mitzvahs a little bit better? Sometimes a person, when I say this year, I see, I'm a geschmack to mitzvah. What's the difference? Ein yid atzveitin. Atut mitzvahs geschmack. And the answer is one thing. There's only one answer. And the answer is, tzadik be'emunah seyichya. What gives a person a chiyus in anything that he does is totally, how much of a maimin, how much of a beteach am I really? And this is a limud befrat kayoim hazeh. Kayoim hazeh, you know, the Beis Halevi said that the reason the behemoths were oifus were niskak l'she'en amina. They don't have a yetzahara. You know Yetzirah for Behemah Chayev Oiv. How did they become Nischak L'Shein Amina? They don't have a Yetzirah. You know what the Beis Halevi said? He says when there's corruption amongst people, it changes the nature of the Bria. That even a Behemah becomes a Mushkus. Nishmach Mes Yetzirah, it's a Mitzius. The Bria changes because of the corruption of people. Rabbi says to Chakal V'Choymah, if Behemah Chayev Oiv has become corrupt, that people become corrupt. And namely, even though those people are called Yidden, but if there's a corrupt world, there's so much chizuk that we need. And Mistama, we should tell the Rebbeinu Shem that you have to take us out of this place, because how could a person exist in such a goal? Mistama, that's a good taina. I would hold it's a good taina to Rebbeinu Shem. If Yidden would say that we can't be here, because how can you live among such a door shuffle? It's a door from Ashkos. It's a good time. You could say it to Benjamin. It may work. But Al Kuponim, a person needs so much chizuk and shmira. That's what it is. You need so much shmira. And a person should not think that he's unaffected. He has his dalat kumten shulareine kumta. Seif kol seif. If there's such a corruption, if the bria and mankind and society has fallen to such a low level of ideology and morality fell so much, we are affected no matter what you say. Person daf hom na shmira needs a chizuk in emuna, has to be shtak. Maybe he has to say like Noach said every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring in a mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring in a, he'll bring a soif to the hashchos. It's going to come to an end. The Eibush to bring in a mabul and machen a soif to the hashchos that exist. But we have to make sure that we do our part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has once given the schus, that the schus of our Torah and chesed and amuna, that we should be zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.